Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 67, Birthday Adjacent. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about the things that are going on for me artistically. Sometimes I'm going to tell you about my life, because sometimes the updates need context, and sometimes I just feel like venting, and here I go. So if you know me, that'll probably make sense, and you're welcome here. Don't feel that you're forced to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I'm not trying to drive up numbers of people or anything like that. Just for people who are interested, not a hard sell. If you don't know me, I guess you're also welcome to listen. You might be missing some of the context that people who know me have, but that's fine. It's, you know, do whatever you want. This is out in the public. If you're just joining now, if this is your first update, I suggest checking out updates number 1, 2, and 52 if you want to be brought up to speed on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those. I'd advise against binging every single update. It's really not recorded or designed that way. If you really feel like you want to get some context, I don't know, maybe dip in and out. But I wouldn't advise listening to all 67. Okay, so this week has been up and down. It's my son's birthday tomorrow, and we're going to go on a little trip with him and a friend. So there's been that to arrange and sort out. We were originally going to go to my friend John's lodge, but timing-wise, that just didn't work out with the friend that we were bringing. It's weird. Anyway, they don't really do birthday parties as we know them in Canada, in Japan, which is a bit of a bummer. Because I always looked forward to running a few of those. We're going to end up celebrating his birthday, Hemi's birthday, from tomorrow, Friday, all the way through to Sunday. So, I mean, I feel pretty good about that. I think it's an okay trade-off, at least this year. Anyway, aside from that, there was some stress this week moving money around so I could get some urgent bills paid. Just pulling some cash out of savings so I could get some bills paid. As I think I mentioned before, it has been a very dry spring and I haven't had any freelance jobs yet. I'm going to make it through, but my ability to concentrate on projects as opposed to, you know, juggling money has affected things somewhat. Did that sentence make any sense? I don't know. Anyway, as you know, I don't really like to edit this thing. So moving on, let's go into the actual updates. YTG updates. I had a meeting this past week with, is it fair to call her strange? She's a little strange. I'm a little strange. With a strange Ukrainian woman named Varvara, who contacted me with a strange idea for a stage show. She and her partner wanted to do a film, but not being able to put the budget together, they've decided to do it as a stage show, and it's had some level of presentation before as a stage show. Anyway, we've been trying to connect. I think she first contacted me last year, like December, just around the time I was heading to Canada. But we finally connected and had a chance to talk online really, really early on Sunday morning. Me and her chatty little baby that she had in her arms the whole time. Anyway, her idea is pretty wackaloon. It's pretty out there, but the visuals she showed me of what they put together are really, they're stunning and exciting. And I'm kind of excited for the project. And she said I'm not that interested in sort of producing a show wholesale. Well, I mean, I am actually in the case of something that's very strange and experimental, but in terms of the amount of resources I can dedicate to it, or the YTG can dedicate to it, I really would want it to be something that I could, you know, actually do as a main stage show, which means something that we also are involved in creating. And she's very open to that idea of collaboratively working on this project with me and a group. So that was good news. And yeah, anyway, none of this is happening soon. Like a lot of the announcements I've been making, things are not probably happening before the summer show. We will probably start talking about this in the fall around October, and this will possibly be next year's spring or maybe the main stage summer show, depending on on if we can agree on a process, which I don't know. So far it looks good. I think we'll be able to agree on a process. Photography updates. And last week I even titled the update Too Late. I created this Too Late photo thread on Mastodon that is complete as of this morning. I will format that for the web and upload it on the website next week. Obviously from now until Sunday, I am doing birthday party stuff. So probably won't happen before that. Probably won't happen before Monday or Wednesday. What else? I did a mini shoot last weekend with the replacement Soviet lens. And I put that lens through its paces. I will post the result of that to the site. And these are significant because so they're a little less punchy than some of the stuff you're probably used to seeing from me. But these are all straight out of camera because I really wanted to evaluate this lens on its own. And I think it might actually be a better version of the lens than the one that I lost. So that's good. Yeah, it's a fantastic little lens. I love the sort of, it flares a little bit. It's sort of a little bit, it's not blurry, but what is a little bit blurry sometimes in some parts. And there's a bit of like haze, not haze, it's the wrong word. There's a bit of glow to like brighter sections sometimes. And the bokeh, so the out of focus, and the out of focus areas are almost a little bit swirly, especially if you've got plants or something in the background. Some of the photos will reveal that. So, that'll be up on the website. Actually, maybe I'll attach the gallery to this as well. Let's see what I feel like doing. I've got to rush to get this out. What else? I started shooting a mini video series about the equipment I use just because I felt like I wanted to talk about it and to tell you guys about what each lens does and like just sort of go into my photography equipment as a way of leading into talking about, I don't know, my process or the way I do photography. So I'm shooting a little mini video series about that. I did a test shoot this week. I'll try editing that over the next week or two to see if what I shot was worth watching. And if not, then I might use it just a fancier setup. I used a very basic setup using a webcam as the main cam. I'll try editing that and see if it's any good. Sustainability project updates. Yeah, I'm still putting the finishing touches on the current version. I'm still asking people to check it out, compare it, do a sort of A-B comparison to the old page. People are taking a little bit of time to get back to me. Some people have been really quick, though. If you want to be one of those people who checks out the Support Me page and the versions of it, let me know and I will hook you up. Oh, and I should also mention we've got the first person signing up for that before it's even launched. So that's pretty fantastic. Jeff Orchard has jumped in and been a hero. So yeah, if you're interested in that before it launches, do let me know. You can be part of the soft launch. Yeah. Other updates. So yeah, speaking of Jeff, he's helped me with my application letter. I am applying for another theater gig, yet another theater gig in Canada. Jeff and Selena both are helping me with my application letter, which is a huge long shot. Briefly, the company is youth oriented. Their site, it kind of talks about two things. One is emerging artists. A lot of language around emerging artists, which in some ways I still am because I don't have the professional body of work that you'd expect from, say, a mid-career artist. But then on the other hand, they talk about, because most emerging artists are young, they do talk about being youth-led and stuff like that. So I'm not sure of me sending something in is delusional. Again, as always, just hoping I get an interview so I can tell them what I'm about and maybe I can do something else if they don't want me for that position. So that's where I am this week. More stuff happening than I thought when I started this update. I'll talk to you again next week. And we're out.